Lighthouse Family and Lifted on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. Every weekend on Saturday Live, we take it to some of the far-flung destinations you may like to visit on Travel Talk. And Ed Finn is off on his travels this week. He's going to be joining us again next Saturday morning. In the meantime, let's do it.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
During the week, I got a chance to catch up with Heather Middleton, who's Senior VP of PR and Marketing for the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. That is quite a title.
I don't know about that, but thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, you guys are from Nashville, Tennessee. What an amazing place. And now that we've got these United Airlines access to Nashville from Ireland via Washington, it's sort of opened up Nashville for Irish people to go and visit.
Yeah. So there's quite a few routes, which is great. There are definitely options to get to Nashville.
I mean, so many Irish people enjoy the southern hospitality. I was in Houston, Texas there some years ago, and I just couldn't get over the warmth of the people there. And I sort of feel they're akin with the Irish in that sense.
Well, I think, you know, I've said for a long time there's a close comparison between Dublin and Nashville. Mm. You know, the people are very friendly, very warm, the love of music, great food, about the same size city. Mm. So there are a lot of similarities, I think, between Ireland and Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, Ireland has had quite a country music scene of its own.
Yes.
So, yeah,
so
there
I've
is
heard.
That. Yeah. In terms of Nashville, I mean, there's lots of music heritage there.
That's right.
What sort of places now would somebody into their music, and or what sort of venues would people enjoy visiting while they're there?
Yeah, you know, I tell people all the time, if you love music, it doesn't matter what genre, you will find music that you love in Nashville. Mm. Whether it's, you know, country music, which is the obvious front door to the city, but people don't realize there's a great R&B heritage in Nashville. Jimi Hendrix got his start as a musician in Nashville. He's quoted as saying Nashville's where he learned to play guitar. Little Richard, you know, and this day and age, it's people like Jack White, of course, and Sheryl Crow who live there, and Justin Timberlake. And there's music of all kinds that's written and recorded, and artists who live in Nashville. So it's a very broad music scene. You know, everything from small rock clubs to the Grand Ole Opry, which is the world's longest running radio show.
Yeah.
So you can really find, if you are a fan of music, there's no doubt you will find a museum or a live music experience that you will enjoy.
And of course, the Grammy Museum, isn't that there? The Grammys There's, Museum.
So the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum has a section that is a Grammy experience, I think is what they call it. So the Musicians Hall of Fame is really unique. It's a museum that's dedicated to the studio session players. And these are the guys who have played on loads of albums. You know their guitar licks or their, you know, pedal steel parts, but you may not know their names unless you're reading on the backs of albums. But it's set up by city. So you start in Nashville, you go to Memphis, you go to Muscle Shoals, you go to Detroit, you go to LA, and it really walks you through all of the session players from across
Tell
the
me
US.
About the Honky Tonk Highway.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
So that is right on Broadway, the main street downtown. And it's just bands playing cover songs for free. You walk from one to the other. Mm. And they're, you know, in these old buildings. And it's just a fun thing to do.
You just soak up the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a fun thing for everybody to experience.
Yeah, in research, I was looking at the variety of foods mm-hmm. that are available there.
We have an amazing food scene. And that's really all come around in the last probably 10 to 12 years. And, you know, our chefs have won all kinds of awards. In fact, probably one of our hottest restaurants right now is an Irish chef, Trevor Moran, who runs and is the chef for a place called Locust, a Japanese shaved ice and dumplings. And his restaurant was just named Best New Restaurant in America.
Wow.
So, yeah, we have an incredible food scene. Very diverse. And you can still get great things like hot chicken and, you know, traditional Southern meat and three food. But it's a very diverse food scene.
It's safe to say Nashville has a little something for everyone. And not only food and the music scene, but things like shopping.
Yeah. A lot of boutique shops, amazing malls and shops. You know, we are a very creative city. A lot of that stems from the music industry. Obviously, I really believe creative people just want to be around other creative people, no matter what they're doing, whether you're a chef or an entrepreneur or a fashion designer or a maker. So we're fortunate to have a lot of boutique shopping, you know, some cool brands like Imogene and Willie and Savas, which are local brands, local fashion brands who have shops. So, yeah, there's great shopping, great boutique shopping.
And tell me about accommodation in terms of hotels. Widely available, lots of choice there?
There's a lot of choice. And we actually have had quite a bit of upscale hotel come online in the last couple of years. Just opened a Four Seasons, the One Hotel, Conrad. So you can find, you know, a wide variety of places to stay, which is great.
Yeah, I was looking here at fares to Nashville, United Airlines via Washington, $741 return, which is good value.
Not bad at all.
Within 10 hours, you're going to be in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
Enjoying all that amazing atmosphere. Heather, it's been a pleasure talking
to you. Thank you for having me.
Website-wise, visit musiccity.com, the best site to go and get information on Tennessee tourism, the visitor center, and visiting Nashville.
We'll have to have a beer
when we call over to see you sometime.
I love it. We'll do it.
We can have a Guinness in the Honky Tonk Highway. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.